Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And it's 12 to 11 here from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited, Sean. It's not long now. Friday night. Bring it on.
You're just pumped up. Two sleeps to go, Dave.
Betcha, Coz. And I tell you what, there's been a bit of a change in the betting, Coz. Have you been getting on? That Black Opium has been backed from $4.40 into the $3.80 favourite to take out the big one, the Tab Million Dollar Chase from Box 5 on Friday night. Trained by Jason and Shona Thompson, she won a semi-final in 29.46, just 1/100th of a second outside Get It Gizmo's time standard. Gizmo, who jumps from box one, has drifted slightly from $3.80 to $4, the equal second favourite now, with Good Odds Serrata from box two, which is $3.60 out to $4. Now, Get It Gizmo's trainer, Jason McKay, is our guest on Going Greyhounds today. Jace, good morning. How has he been in the 4 days since his semi-final win?
Been great, Dave. Thanks for having us. Pulled up a treat. The Gizmo jumped out of his skin the next day as per normal, giving a bit of cheek in the yards. He's just got a couple more light gallops before Friday, Dave. He does a little bit heavy work today, do a bit of light work tomorrow, but couldn't be happier with him, mate. Where is that?
Well, Jason, he's won 3 from 4 since entering your kennels from Victoria and has been running blistering times, including the 29.45 win in the semis and 29.25 in his regional final victory at the Gardens. This dog has incredible burn.
Dave, you try and peak him on these nights. That's the key to winning these big ones. You've got to have him right on the night. And this dog now goes into Wentworth Park, been his third 5.20. His third go out the boxes. He knows his way around there now. He goes from a much worse a draw box 8 to a much softer draw box 1. He goes from race 10 to a little bit earlier race this week. He's got a few things pointing in his favour, Dave. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if he run 29.30 this dog.
Well, when your daughter April came up to pick a random box at the draw, she said you wanted box 1. And you got it. And, Jace, the Million Dollar Chase final is going to actually be his first start in the red rug.
Exactly right, Dave. He's still a novice, tell the truth. I think he's 2 and 3 months. He hasn't had that many starts. But he's certainly got his share of ability. But a couple of private trials I give him in two doggers and just a couple of races I'll give him, Dave. He's a case to the inside these days, mate. I'm not sure about early days what he was doing in Victoria, but now he'll take a needle eye opening now onto the inside. And I just think with the way the box draws panned out, Dave, he looks like he's going to get enough room at the winning post into that crucial first corner to give him every chance, mate, but he is very well.
Jace, what about your other runner in the Million Dollar Chase final, Flying Bazzard from box 3? He's broken 30 seconds at all but one of his Wentworth Park starts and has posted best of meeting times at Maitland and Bulleye. Look, he's boxed directly outside of Good Odds Harada and inside of Pindari Express. What are your thoughts on drawing the white drug with him?
Yeah, I think it's like Dave, for him to be a chance, he had to draw 1 to 4 because he lacks that pace to the first corner. He's not a flash beginner, but what he makes up for, Dave, he's a tight railer and he's very strong. He's going to flop out. He's probably going to be last early, mate, tell the truth. But he'll be looking for some type of jam, some type of scrimmage to grab him sort of thing, grab an inside draw and rail real hard, mate. And that's what he's good at. He loves Wentworth Park. He knows where the finishing line is, so it's going to play into his hands. But he's going to have to do it from the back, Dave, because he ain't going to be in the first half a dozen, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he was strong as an ox, Jace, through the line in the semi-finals. He clocked 29.78. He's the second least experienced runner in the final behind Shimmer Shine. Maybe we should have a little on him at the $14 from the tab at the moment, Jace.
Dave, he's a very mature dog in a field for a young bloke. He makes a lot of right decisions, and that's going to play a part in this race as well. But, Dave, he's got a post-to-post trial at Winnie of 23.91. I think Pindari Express has done that, and maybe one other dog ever at Wentworth Park. So if the green lights go his way, Davey's as good as you can get, but he just lacks that initial burn to the first master, not having him in the first couple, he'd be in the back couple. But chase-wise, he's 10 out of 10, mate. He's chased his heart out.
Well, Jason, that's exactly what Zipping Bailey did when she won the Golden Easter Egg this year for you. You've won the Melbourne Cup with Ando's Mac. Just how prestigious would it be for you to win the TAB $1 million chase?
Well, I think that part of it, Dave, I think that'd be huge. Don't get me wrong. I don't think no other trainers ever achieved that streak, you know what I mean? But I sort of stay out of that side, Dave, a little bit. I'm more concerned about preparation for these dogs, and I'll just fully focus that way, whether it's a 5 grand race or a 50 grand race, or in this case, it's a fair bit of money. But I'll just try and pinpoint them that there's no stone unturned, and getting them to the track in perfect order and see what happens from there, Dave. I'm not looking for no good luck. I just don't want no bad luck. Just all eight get around nice and even. As long as they all get around safe, I know these two are going to be hard to beat, mate. That's what I do know.
Well, I got you here, Jason. In race six on Friday night at Wentworth Park, you have Aston Duke jumping from box five in the $1 million chase consolation. He ran a cracking second to Shimmer Shine in 29.78 in the semis, and is a very experienced big race chaser, having recently won the Blacktop at the Gardens, amongst others. And look, he's got the early dash to use the yellow rug to his advantage, Jace, and you've got Waging War to his inside and Shanjo Prince to his outside, and they're not usually quick out.
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. Four and six left that bit early pace to the first corner. The two leaders in that race will be Galaxy Banner, young Barry Gibbons' dog, and Aston Duke. And I think, I'll be honest, I think both of them two will fight out the finish, and they're going to be in front, and they're going to go at each other, and whether Waging War and a couple of them can get a shot at them late, but they're probably going to be running at 29.7 up front. You don't want to be too far out of your ground if they're doing that. But he's a real professional, that Aston Duke. Probably should have finished a lot closer to Shimmer Shine. Chopped his head off at the start last week. He took his momentum and he worked on the line solid. So, loves Wentworth Park. He won't be overruled by the opposition. He's been there, done that, and he's changed here again. He'll give his all, Dave. That's all he can ask for.
And, Jason, what about Aston Sapporo in race three, the Young Star Classic final? He has box four. He couldn't have been more impressive in the heats, clocking 29.89 at his first Wenty start.
Yeah, first Wenty start, but also, Dave, never ever graced the track in a trial. All my young dogs usually get two on. Good perspective for later on. Just never worked for this bloke. He never got the win. Call the runoffs, 29.89, and Dave had a hit out because it was a 9-day turnaround. He had a hit out at the Gardens on Monday night in a post to post. He ran three lengths off Skipping Gas record, mate. But to put him in a very high bracket where he's at, I've got a huge opinion of this dog. I think something's going to have to be special to beat him on Friday night. I think he's going to find the front and probably run around the 29.6 mark, Dave. And that's going to give him a good chance, that's for sure.
Well, Jason, I look forward to seeing you and the entire family trackside at Wentworth Park this Friday night, along with your great mate and your handler and your right-hand man, Milo. All the very, very best in the TAB $1 million chase with your two runners and the other two races I mentioned. And thanks, as always, for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thank you, Dave. You're a good man. Thanks for having us, mate. I'll talk to you Friday.
Good on you, Jace. Jason McKay there, Sean.
Now, Dave, any market moves for the other features Friday night at Wenty?
Yeah, well, cos I can tell you, in race eight, the Group 3 Sydney Cup, that's the final for the stayers, Blue Moon Rising for John and Minnie Finn from box one has been heavily backed with TAB fixed odds from $2.20 into $1.85, while Boom Down, the second favourite for Andrea Daly, has eased from $3 to $3.80. Jody and Andy Lord's emerging stayer, Just Terms, eased from $8.50 to $11, but he's now back in 2 points to $9, while She Will Bloom, number two, is $5 out to $5.50. In race three, the Young Star final, number one, Jet Jackson, is the favourite, $2.70 to $2.80 with TAB fixed odds. Aston Sapporo, just mentioned with Jason, number four, $3.40 to $3.70, jump on that price. While support has been strong for Knight's Page for Anne Foley and Gail Masterson from box seven, $14 into $8. Blue Summer Sky in box five has been $5.50 to $6 and back into $5.50. In race four, the Masters Meteor final, Drink Schooners for Michelle Sultana from box two is the $3.20 into $3.10 equal favourite, with the defending champion Cosmic Bonus for Evelyn Harris, which is $3 out to $3.10. All the markets now on tab. Just go to Friday and you'll get it all. The gates open at Wentworth Park on Friday afternoon at 5:30. The first race is at 6:39 with the Tab $1 Million Chase Race 9 at 9:35. You'll see it on Sky Racing. You'll see it on free-to-air television between 9 and 10pm on 9GEM, which is channel 192 on Foxtel. Or if you just go to your digital channels, it'll come up. Following the last race around 10 o'clock, the Hoodoo Gurus are going to be rocking the joint. They'll be playing live, and tickets from milliondollarchase.com.au. Sean, $20.
All right. Now, you've got some sad news too, Dave.
Yeah, Sean, very sad news with the passing of top Canberra conditioner Jim Coleman after battling lung cancer for a year. Jim, a former first-grade rugby league player and coach with the Queanbeyan Kangaroos, trained some really top chasers, including Monreeve, Taliesin Ted and Taliesin Blue, and more recently Wedgwood, which won 9 races last year and in 2017. I was speaking to race caller Kel O'Rourke this morning, and Kel told me that Jim named several of his greyhounds after tennis stars, including Edberg and one called Steffi's Ace, which bolted in one day at Canberra at the very tight odds of 40-1 on. And our condolences go to Jim Coleman's family and friend, Sean. He was in his 60s.
All right. Now, Dave, got a winner of three for us today?
Let's hope so, Cos. It was a bit average on the tip at Gosford yesterday. The few roughies got up, and good luck if you back those and etc. Cos, 2 New South Wales meetings today. Richmond's in the twilight from 3:32 this afternoon. Kel O'Rourke will be calling. Best bet, race 11, number 5, Simply Shadow, 11.5. The value bet, race 9, number 7, Lucy's Quest, 9.7. And Wentworth Park tonight, races from 7.04. The best bet comes up in race 3, number 8, the Speedy Copperhead Rogue, 3.8. Best bet, onto the value bet, it comes up in race 2. It's number 6, Federal Morgan, 2.6, Sean. And that wraps up Going Greyhounds.
Terrific. Good on your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers, guys.